The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
The Sand is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra.
All right, we are back. 6:06, let it swing. Oh, yeah, Francis Albert Sinatra, Frankie Five Burrows, Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhame, Piscopo, live in the studio. We're home. How'd all these people get in my room?
Francis Albert, swinging. Good morning, great to be back.
Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me. We'll fly away.
I don't even know where to begin. Thank you, Mr. Sinatra. We had such a great time, and it was a wild schedule. It was exciting. It was fast-paced. And I just want to say, before I go to the guys, with all my heart, it's 6:07 in New York, live in New York, Piscopo on the radio. Frankie Morano is here, and Al Gattulo is here. Debbie Duhame is here. The band is back together, as I said. I just tweeted that out. We're back together. And it is it's a family, but we have you to thank. We have you to thank. Everybody that went with us on the trip, everybody that wanted to go on the trip, everybody that listens to the show in the morning, and with great respect, I got to tell you, and kind of in awe of our the people that run this station, because who knew? They put us in together. They took a whim. Hey, Piscopo on the radio. People are going, what? Joe Piscopo going to be on the radio? And that was, we're into our sixth year. And now we've created this family. So I thank you to Mr. Crowley, certainly, and to Phil Boyce, our programming guru. But we have a family. And then when you listen, and then we go over the issues of the day, and then we get silly, and you know all about it. And like I said, when I was in Italy and I was performing, and I met all these great people that were kind enough to go on the trip with us on this Perillo tour, with a big shout out to Steve Perillo and his great team. I said, I'm more honest and more upfront with you than I am with my own family. When I open this microphone up, I don't know what it is. It's like I trust you. I have a great respect for you because you work so hard. I know what you do. I know what you do. And all the politicians in Albany and in Trenton and in Washington, they tell us all that we're doing wrong and all how racist we are and how privileged we are. I know how great you are, and I know what a patriot you are. So I open the mic with great respect. And then we all kind of on in the same mindset. We don't hate. We put hate aside, right? We put aside the divide. We just want to do what's right for the country. And we don't mind if you don't believe, you believe, you vote for somebody else. We don't care. We love you anyway. We're going to embrace you. But who knew we would create a family like we have? And I am so humbled by it. Just humbled to meet the great people. When we went on, again, this trip, and it was, I just have to tell you, we had troopers with us because we took a bus. We covered all of Italy in 10 days. Steve Perillo put together this meticulous tour that took us everywhere around. And we took 2 hours up to Venice. And then we went to Murano to see the glass blowing, right? And then we'd come back to Venice, to St. Mark's Square there. And then we'd walk through thousands of people, and then we'd sit at the restaurant. And we did it. We did it. We once in a lifetime experience. So with great respect to everybody that went on the trip with us, we love you, and you're so part of the family. We just feel so close to you like that. And I have to tell you this, too, before I go to the guys. And thanks to Arthur and everybody who sat in, and Kevin McCullough sat in, and we thank everybody who sat in for us. We appreciate that very much. But, and again, if you didn't agree with the host that kind of sat in, Frankie and I did our best to convince management that maybe you want. Nobody listens to us. They put out whatever, so we apologize for that, but it was all to be objective and just to, I guess, just to open the airwaves so, everybody could have an opinion. So when we went there and we started talking with each other and we became a family, a very close-knit family, then this was improvised. Me going to Avellino, that was improvised. Last minute. And Steve Perillo and Linda and Janice and Deanna and the great team over at Perillo said, hey, Joe, you want to go to – you? And Steve kept asking me, you're going to go to Prato La Sera. That's the hometown of my grandfather, right? And he goes – I said, Steve, I'd love to go. I'd love to go. So I go, but I don't want to ask anybody to go with me. Follow me if you would. I'm not going to ask everybody on the tour. We had about 100 people almost to go with me. Let them do what they want to do. Let them go to Sorrento, and I'll go to Prato La Sera to say hi to my fam. Do you know everybody went all the way down from Sorrento out to Avellino, which isn't close. It's vicino a qui, 2 ore. It's really almost 2 hours. On the bus, we all get on the bus. We all go to Avellino. This was last minute. The Perillo people put it together last minute. And we go, and now we pull up to the town hall in Prato La Sera. This is a little town, about a half hour northwest of Naples, right? Northeast of Naples. So we pull up, the bus pulls up. We have 100 people. And I had my family out there. And you heard, I was talking about it when I called in. But now that we're here, just you and I here this morning like this, I could just be describe it in a more vivid fashion. Is that we put, now I got the mayor there. Yeah, Mayor Alfiero, he is there. I got my Maria is there. Gerardina comes in. Albino came in. He's the violinist for the Naples Symphony. He comes in. I had the whole family there, and they all showed up. This is the hometown of my grandfather, who got on a boat, the Moltke, looked at the manifest, who had maybe $2 in his pocket, and he came to America to do what was right for his family. And here everybody in Prato La Sera was there to greet me, the grandson of Rosario. And I was so humbled and taken aback. Then I shake hands. Then we go into the city hall, right? And we go in, and now the mayor goes, oh, is sitting in my chair. I said, Mayor, oh, fair. I can't. He had me sit in his chair. We said, and Frankie was there watching the whole thing, and we took pictures in front of the Prato La Sera flag, but they treated me with such respect, you know? And all of us, and then we went out, and now we're going to go to what was the theater in town. This was right, and I'm telling you, in the hills of Avellino. And we go into a theater. As soon as I walked in, they played Frank Sinatra music. I'm great. Now, somebody did the research. Am I right? I swear to goodness gracious, I walk in, and I forget what it was. Come fly with me. And I walk in, and they play Frank Sinatra. Everybody was in there. All the folks from the town were in there. I walked in with the mayor, but equally important were the folks from the tour were all there, seated. And they put me on stage. And then our guy, Paolo, who was fantastic, he did a little speech. He introduced the mayor, and he interpreted what the mayor was saying. Joe, great to have you here, and we want to welcome you on behalf of your grandfather, Rosario, and welcome your family and all the Americans that are here. And so he did a whole speech. And then, of course, I got up. Now I got to make a speech. So I wrote something in Italian. I went over it with Paolo, so it was correct. And I did a nice, I think, hopefully, it was a nice speech in Italian, thanking them and how proud I was, saying the people from these small towns helped make America great. I said, I'm a proud American, I said on the stage. And I said it, and all that pride comes from all these little towns throughout all of Italia that helped build the foundation of the United States of America. And that goes for ethnicity everywhere. There wasn't a dry eye in the house. Dry. And then I almost lost it because I saw all the great folks there. And now we all know each other. Now we're all family. And Debbie was there. And so I looked at Debbie. And then I saw Joe, our friend. And then I saw some other people that I know, you know, that are on the trip. And I could see their tears in their eyes. And I almost lost them. I started talking about my grandfather. And all I kept thinking about my grandfather walking those streets. And I just pulled myself together. And I went on to say how proud I was. And did a nice speech, and they put not a dry eye in the house. And you know why? Because I represented every single one of our good friends that went with us, the family from the Piscopo show, from AM 970 The Answer. All of our relatives went through the exact same thing. Struggle to come to America, to learn the language, to learn the laws, and then became the most patriotic of all. Didn't we? We came because we saw the struggle. We experienced the struggle. And you know what one Italian guy told me? He said after that, he goes, you know what? He goes, you Italian-Americans are more Italian than we are. Do you understand what he means when he says that? Because we do. We appreciate it. And it was just, it was great. And then we had home-baked cookies. They made homemade pignoli, all kind of cookies for us, homemade. And we walked around, and then I said, dove la casa di Rosario? I wanted to see my grandfather's house. And we walked, and I walked the streets with the mayor, and Maria, and Gerardina, and Albino. And I walked the streets. And it was as well put together, and I can't express my thanks enough to you for being there and sharing that with me. And then everybody, to a T, said to me, it was the end of the trip. We were about to all get up at ungodly hours to get home. And everybody came to me and they said, Joe, that was the highlight of the trip, was seeing you, because I represented all the families, you know, and the struggle to get here and the pride that we have in this great country for all our grandmothers and grandfathers and parents, you know, and it was good. And then one gal walked up to me and she took my hand. She goes, Joe, I would have never come to Italy if it wasn't for you. And I'll get emotional when I think about it. She had tears in her eyes. They start to cry. They said, Joe, thank you. You got me to Italy to see where my people come from. I'm telling you, this was one of a kind. With great respect and love to Steve Perillo and the Frankie Volpe, who put this whole thing together, by the way, and for the management for allowing us to do it. It wasn't just a sojourn. It wasn't just a trip. It was a meaningful, pivotal, riveting experience. Just to see how our country got started. You know what? It started in all these countries all around the world. And it was all our grandparents and all our mothers and our fathers that come from different countries. And they came to this great country. And that's, therein lies our patriotism, because of the struggle it took to get here. So with great love and with great respect, thank you for joining us. And there's a million other stories, and it was wild. I got to tell you, what are the great... So with great respect, thank you. To the Perillo family and to you listening and kind enough to go with us, thank you. I was humbled beyond words. Humbled beyond words. And it was one of the great experiences of my life. And we appreciate it. And to have Frankie Five Boroughs right there, Frankie, with his mother the whole time.
Hello, Joe. Hello. Good to see you on this continent.
Buongiorno.
You're looking great.
Buongiorno, huh? And Al, missed you, buddy. You sounded great,
morning,
buddy.
Guys.
Nice job,
Thank
Al.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
They threw everything at you. And,
and listen, I roll with the punches.
And Debbie, Debbie, I have to tell you, Frankie, you were a star. People love Frankie Five Boroughs. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They love Frankie Five Boroughs. Your mother is glorious. She was great. She loved it. She had such a great time. But I think Frankie will agree with me, the glue for the whole trip was Debbie Duhamel.
No question about
it. Yeah, everybody loved Debbie Duhamel. Everybody loved Debbie. She was just, they couldn't wait. Oh, Debbie Duhamel, they came over. She was pleasant every single moment. And it was just so much fun to have Debbie with us. And we'll go to traffic in a second and chat with Debbie, because she was just, she really just loved it. She was smiling the whole time, right?
Absolutely. And she was a delight.
I have to ask you a question before we break.
Anything.
We'll go to Al. So the glow on your face throughout the whole trip, there was a nice, you had a good glow. Was it because
could be a little too much vino.
The
what I wanted to ask.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, allegedly, from what I heard from Arthur Idala yesterday, that Frank was tasting, sampling quite a bit.
So. All I know, he had a rosy, happy face. I said, isn't it nice? He's so pleased to be with his mom. And I said, wait a minute.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
We got to go. Is Debbie? Not yet.
She's having a problem with the access. Salem had their IT guys in here the last couple of days.
Uh-oh. So nothing works now.
I think there's
just in time for us to be back.
I know that's it. Of course.
Well, they had a problem with the phone lines on Monday. I had the day off on Monday. It was a very nice, relaxing get up. And
so I get that. So
by the way, sorry I wasn't cohesive. I was off. So when I'm off, I don't have to be cohesive.
So we went. So we went to, and when we come back, we'll tell you about the. It was wine tasting. I didn't even know what that trip was. We're going to Tuscany.
That was incredible.
We're going to Tuscany. So we're getting on a bus. Right. We're going to travel about an hour, and then we're going to go. And so I'm going like, I wanted to get home. I wanted to see the kid. I said, let me go. I'm going to stay the whole time.
Right.
I talked with Steve. He goes, Joe, why don't you stay? We went to Tuscany, and we had the best time. And I'm going to tell you about it when we come back. We met Pierluigi. From Torciano, the Torciano Winery, right? Tanuta, the Torciano Winery, right?
Okay.
So, but then you got to drink. Now I got a show this weekend in Rockville Center. So I'm drinking. So I tasted the wine.
You're allowed to spit it out.
I tasted, and then I wanted to taste it. I'm going to be rude because Pierluigi was right next to me.
I understand that.
So I tasted. Now I got excess wine because I say, oh, we're going to pour the next wine. So I took my glass. I looked at Frank. Frank's glass was empty. I poured my glass into it.
Well, so this was strategic.
So wait, so you're asking why he was a little red-faced, and you more wine.
This was strategic, my sitting next to Joe. You want to take a break, and then we can chat about it?
Did you plan that?
Oh, absolutely.
You knew that was going to happen.
We're having a problem connecting with Debbie over in East Rutherford. Okay. Right. Oh, no, she's here.
Debbie, you got it back.
The flight just got in.
Debbie, are you okay? Did you get you flew in all right? I heard you flew in with Joe. You flew in with Joe.
Joanne from Lyndhurst. She was on all the same flights. We were on the same flight.
Oh, I'm so glad. She is such a sweetheart. But did you get any rest at all? What time did you guys get in?
I think around 5 o'clock. And it was fine. And by the time I got back through all the traffic, son picked me up.
I think I got
home at about 7, But, it was what a wonderful trip. I've been listening, and all of a sudden I got disconnected. So I heard you talking about Avellino, and what a wonderful, wonderful time we had there, and what a special day.
Well, I looked down at you. I looked at you, and I'm on a stage, and it's a small theater in the small town in the province of Avellino, the hometown of my grandfather. And I looked at you, and I could see your eyes well up.
And
I saw your buddy Joanna. Her eyes well up. And then I saw our pal Mimi. I saw all the people. We became a family. Now I almost lost it right there thinking about it. I drew back and said, let me just get through this. But it was so emotional, so beautiful. Debbie, you were the glue that held us all together. I swear to goodness gracious.
Such a great time.
You much love everybody. Can't say enough about Debbie Duhaime Pictures. You were the most gracious hostess I have ever seen. So thank you for going, because I know you didn't have to go, and you went and you had a great time, and we love you for that, Deb. Thanks so much.
It was so wonderful. So great to spend time with you and Frank and Frank's mom and all the wonderful listeners. I mean, they're just unbelievable.
All right. You know, we'll go to traffic. What's worse, Rome traffic or New York traffic? I don't know.
Rome was tough, especially all those curves.
Oh,
when we go through the hills.
Oh.
Whoa, the buses kissing each other. They're so close, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
Great. Debbie Duhaime is back, 6:23 on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Joe. Mark Casey just called to tell us about this accident on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike. It's on the western spur approaching Route 3, so heavy traffic there. Also, the Newark Bay Extension eastbound is busy by the Newark Bay Bridge. A disabled vehicle getting out toward the Holland Tunnel. 35, watch for some down wires getting out through Middletown. And if you're heading to the Garden State Parkway North exit 100, an accident over there as well. FDR Drive heading north in the 30s. They just cleaned up a crash. Jackie Robinson east at Forest Park Drive, an accident in the right lane. And watch for delays this morning as you head over to 95. 95 North, exit 28 in Bridgeport. Accident involving a tractor trailer. And over on 84 West, out by the Taconic, an overturned truck there. 684 South, late running construction getting down crew, Katona. Partly cloudy today, high in the 60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh, French toast. Oh, I got my fix of French toast. Carver, thank you. Thanks for doing such a great job on social media. And thank you for the French toast. You can't get French toast in Italy. Apparently, I couldn't get French toast. Did I have it one day? I think I had it.
But you got to get Italian toast when you're there.
You know what you get? We'll talk about it. Let me do business. We'll talk about it. They got the breakfasts. Were they not the best breakfast, Frankie Five Boroughs?
They were great. The bread, very good.
The bread and they have the hard-boiled eggs and yeah, anything you know like that. But no French toast. So I just had my fix. I have had my first maple syrup in 10 days. It's going through my veins. Oh, 626 with Joe on the radio. Hey, I want to tell you about Parian & Sons. Deal of a lifetime, I must tell you. Parian & Sons have been there almost 100 years. I told you, they went to Clifton, right? Parian, Mr. Parian went to Clifton. Then they went to Franklin Avenue, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, right? I've been telling you now, for years now, how you can get some fine jewelry at Parian & Sons, how diamonds went. Now, this is very nice that Glenn and Maria are going to retire, and they deserve it. But first, they must liquidate everything store-wide, so everything at Parian & Sons has been discounted up to 70%. Listen to Joey, will you? 70%? Parian & Sons, they've always been known for superior quality. I told you about the watches. I told you about the diamond cross I got for little Charlie for her first Holy Communion. I told you how I saw the beautiful diamonds there. You got to run up to Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Go see Glenn and Maria and Debbie and Katie. This week you can buy the jewelry and watches of your dreams up to 70% off. Nothing is being held back. You got birthdays. You got Christmas coming up. Boom. Parian & Sons going out of business sale going on now. Located right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio at 628 on AM 970. The Answer with the flagship station of Salem Media and proud to be... coming at you right out of Wall Street in New York, New York. Back from Italy with Frankie Five Boroughs. Debbie's back. Albert's here. The band is back together, baby. Oh, yeah.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast.
So it was great. So we were out, and I don't know, Al's going to see Bob Seger tonight and have a great... By the way,
Can't wait.
The man
bucket list, never seen
the
him.
Man is at the top of his game.
Yeah.
When did I see him? A couple years ago already?
Yeah.
Mike Lindell got
at least
the tickets.
4 years ago.
And it was spectacular. Yeah. Seeger at the Garden. Al, tomorrow morning may just be missing a step or something.
I'm gonna be very tired, but my wife and I are excited to go.
Well, after you holding down the fort like you did, we appreciate it, Big Al. And thank you very much. Can I give Al his present right now?
Sure.
Frankie, can I do it before you tell me about the wine thing?
No,
Frankie, you got to hear about me and Frankie at the wine tasting. It was hysterical. But I got, so I didn't.
Wait. I'm just impressed that you actually, see, like, you're doing a bit on the radio, and I really didn't think that you ate the ricotta.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, all right, he's playing to the crowd or whatever this and that. And then I saw the video last night.
Yeah.
And I could see you were shaking a little bit. The spoon was kind of, I'm not really sure. And then you put it in.
You got
to see. I was very impressed.
Joey Falco, our buddy.
And then you gave the spoon to somebody else without cleaning it. That's what shocked me.
Well, that's Italy, you know.
Yeah,
homeland. I handed up Durasan. Durasan was all over.
Right.
Joey Falco took that video. Thanks to Joey and his beautiful wife, Kat. They were there. And I'll go through. There's so many great people there.
Right.
So I did. And now just what Al's talking about, after we went to Avellino, this is what was great about Paolo and Perillo Tours. They said, where do we go? You're going to go all the way out to Avellino. Well, 2 minutes from Prato La Sera, there's Antico Castello, the antique castle. It's like a winery. They have olive oil. They got great wine. They make their own regatta. They make it. It was perfect. 20 minutes. We had the best time. All of us sat down, and I didn't know what to expect. And I'm still very emotional. I'll talk to you from there.
Yeah.
So now I got to taste it. Don't I got to taste it?
Of course.
You got to taste it. So they have this.
And I saw that woman. She was. She looked like she's working hard
with
on
the,
that.
With the hairnet
yes,
on.
Yeah.
And all I saw was her going around, and she's got this big tub, and she's sitting down, and she's got a big, big spoon. Oh, thank God my mother didn't have that spoon when she used to hit me with this. Whoa! So she's got the big spoon, right? Kidding, Mom. Right. She's twirling this stuff, and then she takes more of the milk, whatever they got, and it's all from right there. It's all from right there, grown on the land in Avellino. And then she then I came back after I talked to you, and then I came back. And then she had it in a little container. I said, "This is the ricotta." See, ricotta. So I felt it. It was warm. Al, it was warm.
Yeah, well,
and,
of course.
But I said, "All right." Al was on the phone with Al. If you listened last week, and I said, "Al, I'm gonna try." And I took a big tablespoonful. Oh, it was the best ricotta I had was from Jimmy Giamavo, my father's best friend. He had, I've talked about that before, the best ricotta in the tin can with the cellophane on the top with the rubber band on the
top.
He'd bring it down the shore, and he made it as fresh could be out in Dover by Hackettstown, New Jersey. Mm. He would bring it down. That was the best. Not before, not since. But when I went to Avellino and I tasted that, it was spectacular.
That's awesome.
Spectacular.
Can't get it any better. I mean, you can't get it any fresher.
Fresh as fresh could be. Yeah. Handmade, and the Italians were great, and it was wonderful. So,
that's great.
What do I get, Al? I said, what are we going
to
get, Al?
You don't have to get me anything.
No.
I got to host the show for you, probably, yesterday. That was a gift of itself.
I had to get some. So, what do they have? We always talk about Joe Lomberg.
Right.
What is Joe Lomberg?
Don't tell me you got me a pair of Speedos. If you got me a pair of Speedos, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Yeah, Joe Lomberg, our great weather guy, always goes swimming in Speedos. Speedos were invented in Europe. And I told you last time I was there, when I was there on the Media Research Center cruise, some guy was walking around the deck with no shirt and Speedos. And I'm going, and I took the picture and sent it to Al. And I love to bust Al's chops about Speedos because Al in a Speedo makes me laugh. I call me sick. I don't know. So now we're taking the bus. We were going somewhere, Frankie. I forget where we were going. The big bus. And now they would pull over to these what we know as rest stops. But there they have meats.
They call it an auto grill
and chocolates and everything. Top. It's like you can't believe what they got at these places. So we go in now. Mm. Why would they have underwear at this place? So I look.
I can't believe you brought me underwear. Where's that limoncello?
Listen,
I need a drink.
Listen. Oh. So I'm looking around. And all this tchotchke stuff and all the great food and the cheeses. And I see Speedos there in the middle of this rest stop. Listen to me.
I feel violated.
I go, Speedos! Everybody, we were hysterical. The whole tour is going, Joe, are you all right? I'm walking around. So, Al, I got you. Pompeii. I got you.
Great. Oh, they're made of volcanic ash? Wonderful.
A Cinturino Comfort. And they are Speedos from Italy, just for you.
Know, you told me you were buying these. I thought you were joking.
I got them. Look, Speedos are out.
There's the.
And just for your listening pleasure, Al will take a picture of him in the Speedos and he'll tweet it out.
There is no chance that I will do that. There's no chance I will wear that.
Al, I'm walking around this Autogrill.
Speedos.
I'm walking around and I'm holding the Speedos. People are buying this gourmet chocolate. They're buying cheeses. And
I like on the back cotton stretch briefs with rib waistband and no elastic inside. Oh, good. Good. This is great. This is great.
Al, wear them in good health, my friend. I said.
I don't know what to say. Thank you or.
Thank you.
Why?
But we were hysterical. No, here.
Nero. Was Nero wearing these?
Yes. Well, he fiddled in those, actually.
He fiddled in them before his.
People don't know. As a matter of fact, our tour guide told us Nero fiddled in his Speedos. That's how they were invented.
What is the comfort belt? That's what I'd like to know.
Put them on. Maybe I'll wear them to
Bob Seger tonight. And I like on the bottom, no stress. Yeah, okay. Right.
Al, really, here, I got you really something. And Frankie's got a really good present.
It's not.
You guys didn't have to buy me anything.
Al, your family.
I know, but
so
it's
when
not
you
necessary.
This
Thank
is
you.
For you when you're smoking a cigar right back.
Very
back.
Nice. Thank
no,
you.
No, it's nothing. Look what I got. What do I got? Yeah.
Oh.
When
it ends.
I got an ashtray. When was the last time you saw an ashtray anywhere?
He took the price tag off. Very good.
Yeah, no, actually, I guess the guy did. I didn't mean to do it.
Smart.
But look at that. That's so great. That's Italia. It's got a beautiful Florence, a Firenze. It's got a nice little image of Florence, and I got a lighter for you.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
It's nothing. Frankie got the real good gift.
No, I didn't get it.
Yes, you did. Look at this. Watch this. I'm going to do the play-by-play. It looks like a bookmark. It's a leather bookmark.
Well, AG, but it's per... Wow.
Yeah, so that is handmade leather from Florence.
That's beautiful.
From one of the nicest leather factories in Florence with your initials emblazoned in gold.
He told me that when we were at the winery. He told me, you see,
that's...
Feel the love between these two.
They're always at each other's throats.
You're listening to Joe. I'm doing the play-by-play. Do they love each other or do they love each other?
This is beautiful.
This is the real love between Murano and Gattulo.
This is a bottle opener. I'm guessing.
But it's a David bottle opener.
Is it
the
full,
statue of David?
Full David?
Yes, right, absolutely.
I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. And it even has a little micro with the Speedos fit.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little crazy. Okay. In the guise of creepy gifts, the Speedo, this might be the creepiest gift I've ever gotten. Yeah. It's right down to the detail. Does it really need to be down to the detail?
Michelangelo considered putting Speedos on David, but he did not.
I want to know the guy who must have been sitting there trying to pencil that in. Yeah. What in the name of sweet Jesus?
Al, do you believe Frankie went to a leather factory, original leather?
This is gorgeous.
In Firenze, and he got it in gold. It's a beautiful bookmark.
Yeah, it's real. Real 100% leather.
And it's stamped with gold. It probably is 14 karat gold on there.
No, they don't have 14 karat gold in Italy.
24?
No, they only have 18 karat gold in Italy.
That's
why when you buy something at a gold shop in Florence, they don't have prices listed. They sell it based on the weight of and the value of gold that day. So they weigh it, and there's no such thing as 14 karat gold in Florence. It's only 18 karat.
There you go. Look at that. With Al's initials on it. So I thought it was very, very thoughtful.
Well, thank you. I got an ashtray.
I got a lighter. I got Speedos. You got the nice thing. Thank you. Thank you for that. Al, we love you, man.
Neither
one of us got Kara anything. It was the only person that came in every single day while we were away.
I know we got something.
Nice work.
No, we have a little something.
We got our muffin.
From the French Toast place. Hey, it's Joe of the Radio. Frankie's here, Debbie's here, and Albert is here, and it's a 6:37, and there is news, but I'll get into it when we got back. I just wanted to say welcome home, and we got so much to tell you about. And yes, I'm going to tell you the winery story when we come back, but when I watch all the nonsense that's going on in Washington, I'll not tease you with this, but let me billboard this so we could talk about it later on in the show when we talk about the news. It looks like deranged people, when you watch this quote-unquote impeachment thing and you watch it from afar, and no one in Europe understands what they're doing because there's no reason for it, you know? I mean, what is the reason and what did he do? It's nothing. It's just a political takedown, you know? And everybody's confused by it. They're just puzzled by what the Democrats are doing in Washington. And frankly, as an American in Europe, I was embarrassed for the Democratic Party that they would do this, you know? Proud of the president shutting down the number one terrorist, for goodness sake. That was making the news. Everything else in Washington, no one can figure out what's going on. And we will try to break it down for you when we come back. It's 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:40 right now. Big Al standing by. And, he's putting the Speedos on. Look at that. He's doing the news in his Speedos. Come on, Al.
Doing his best, David.
I want to see a statue of Al, man. Sculpted by Michelangelo.
You're about right.
All right. Big Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
59 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo, the proud owner of a pair of Speedos, courtesy of Joe Piscopo, and an anatomically correct bottle opener, courtesy of Frank Morano with local news first. Here's what's going on. As New Jersey officials continue to express concerns over vaping and e-cig use, some advocates want menthol cigarettes banned as well, while Governor Murphy says he's completely on board with adopting the ban of flavored e-cigs and vapes, as suggested by a state task force. He's undecided on menthol cigarettes. Both the NAACP and the Congressional Black Caucus have called for restrictions on the sale of menthol cigarettes, with statistics showing that among smokers, 90% of black Americans prefer menthols. The state vaping task force that released their findings earlier this month made several suggestions concerning e-cigs, but they also recommended legislators outlaw menthol cigarettes. New York City Council Speaker Cory Johnson is rallying in support of a plan that would radically change the layout of streets in favor of cyclists and bus riders. The streets master plan legislation calls for the DOT to install 250 miles of new protected bike lanes in coming years, as well as 150 miles of bus lanes, among other street changes. This as the city tries to find ways to protect cyclists, as more than two dozen have been killed this year. The $1.7 billion plan expected to pass the full city council today. In sports, Rangers spotted the Lightning a 1-0 lead but scored the next four goals in a 4-1 win at MSG. World Series Game 6 goes to the Nationals. They beat the Astros 7-2 in Houston. The home team has lost every game so far in the series. Game 7 set for tonight in Houston. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to 84 westbound, approaching the Taconic. It's an overturned tractor trailer. You'll be diverted right through the Stormville rest area over there. Traffic is moving slowly. 95 north in Bridgeport. Another accident involving a truck there as well. 80 east exit 53 in Wayne, a crash. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur north by Route 3, a collision on the shoulder. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head to 9 northbound at Bordentown Avenue in Sayreville. An accident there. And the Garden State Parkway north exit 100, accident in the left lane. Traffic is moving slowly on the Belt West out by Kennedy Airport with an accident. LIE westbound ramp to the northbound Cross Island, a collision there. And the Southern State Parkway West right at Fletcher Ave getting into Valley Stream. It's a collision still being cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of about 65. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Mike Connors, host of Ask the Lawyer and published in New York Magazine's Top Rated Lawyers. Whether assisting a client with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, nursing home plan, or other matter, Connors and Sullivan's goal is always the protection of their clients' rights and interests. Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, has dedicated attorneys that can help you with estate planning, elder law, and probate. They listen to their clients to learn about their families, their financial picture, and their long-term goals, to create a comprehensive plan to meet your objectives. They assist with the complex tax matters that are often involved in estate planning and probate. Contact Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, with offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Midtown Manhattan, and Staten Island to schedule a free consultation with an attorney. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500. And listen to Ask the Lawyer every Sunday morning at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Stop chasing customers and let them chase you. Salem Surround offers full-service digital solutions. We'll help target the exact demographic you want in the exact area you want. Perfect for increasing awareness, a big sale, or rolling out a new product. If you need more business, you need Salem Surround. Call now for a free digital marketing checkup. Call Greg Cooper, Salem Surround Media Strategist at 212-857-9635. 212-857-9635. Salem Surround. Digital solutions. Real results. 212-857-9635.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Catsimatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
How's that French toast? Might want to get your teeth checked.
What was the one? Who was the dog, the cartoon character that went,
Not
Scooby-Doo, not Huckleberry Hound. Come
on. Not Remember, Astro.
He would eat the cookie, eat the biscuit, and he'd go, and then he would float up in the air. That's the way I feel right now.
I can't remember.
Yeah, but you remember, know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think so.
Wasn't Scooby, so, right?
Wasn't no, Scooby? It wasn't no. Scooby. Well, Scooby snacks. He would get Scooby snacks.
Oh, man. What would Scooby say, huh?
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
Raggy.
The algorithm.
Where's the serum?
Oh, man. What day is it? What time is it? What country are
it's
we
Wednesday.
In?
It's Wednesday.
Okay.
6:45. Anything but now that you're eating that French toast, you're going to have to get your teeth checked. You know?
Well, that's why I want to go to Dr. Ed Romano. Ed Romano, and I'm not supposed to do this, but who cares?
Well, you can mention We've it. Lost control.
He's going to the game with
He's
us?
Coming to the West Point game with us.
That Army game, forget UMass. About it. Taking off now.
It's going to be great.
Thank Mary put that together.
We're going to have a good time.
I'm doing the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards, which is a huge event.
Right.
I'm always proud to be there
mm-hmm.
as Master Ceremonies. The next morning, I'm getting up, and Al and I are going up to West Point.
I'll be sitting on my couch on Friday night drinking beer, and on Saturday morning, I'll be drinking coffee while my friend drives us up to West Point.
And then we're going down. Listen, it's going to be great. So yeah. A lot of folks are going. Already people have gone. Dr. Ed Romano's going to be
there.
I love it. But I have to tell you, too, and this is because I love you, and I tell you because, I'm ridiculously honest. So I went, when I had my teeth kicked in college, flag football, Al's letting up.
What a story. When I had my teeth kicked in college.
I fell on stage and a tooth came out.
When I had my teeth kicked in college.
No,
that's
a story what the copy
says.
You know, when my face got smashed in playing football, when I was in college. But it's true. Well, you know what? The guy was running up the middle. This guy was a good athlete on the other. It was like a fraternity ball game. We played city ball, man. We played these tough dudes, man. And this guy was running up the middle, and no one could get him. I was the middle linebacker, Mr. Tough Guy from Jersey, down in Florida.
You got him all right with your teeth.
No. So he had the flags around. So all I remember is grabbing both his flags, my right hand, left hand, and I jerked the flags out, and I got him. His knee went into my face like, boom! That's why I went down in the dirt. All I remember, and I was knocked down. And all I remember is waking up, and in true fraternity fashion, how people, they stick together. Nobody cared. They just left me on the ground. I got up, and I looked at my tooth was all the way
Here's
in.
Some dirt. Rub it in.
So ever since then, I always had problems. Put what teeth here, what teeth there, what they would go. Because once you get rocked like that, you just don't recover. So I went. I had everything taken care of. You can get implants. I got the implants. You can get veneers. There's so much you can do. Who invented all that? I ask you that. It's a rhetorical question, but who invented it? It was Dr. Ed Romano and Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, right in Morristown. If you think, and the point is, because I did all this, all the stuff I want you to do with Dr. Romano, I did already. I could go to Italy. We could eat. I don't have to worry about it. You know, you could smile. You don't have to worry about it. I would suggest, please, that you call Dr. Ed Romano. Great guy. And you'll feel comfortable. Put all your fear aside when you think about a dentist. Ed Romano's number is 973-285-5480. 973-285-5480. Or go to AestheticSmilesNJ.com. AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Office is standing by with you. Again, for you, veneers that make your smile sparkle. Implants to help you eat and feel better. And this is the man that was at the onset of all of this cosmetic. The things that you could do to make you look better. And also, just for your good oral health, Dr. Ed Romano is standing by. 973-285-5480.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer. Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. We are back. Yes, the band is back together. Duhame, Morano, Gattulo, and Piscopo on AM 970, The Answer. Thank you for your kind comments, your the social media correspondence, your tweets, and your everything on Facebook. Thank you. I love you. We love you so much. Let me go to Kathleen. I think she has the – there was a cartoon where – Frankie, you remember the dog would eat the biscuit?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, and he would hug himself, go, then he'd hug himself again, go, and then he would float in the air and float down. Kathleen, thank you for calling. First of all, do you know who that dog was, that cartoon character was? Who was that?
I do. I had a cookie the other day, and I felt exactly the same way. It was Augie Doggy.
Yo! Very good. Oh, you are good, girl. Augie Doggy.
Welcome back. We missed you guys.
Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you so much. We got a lot to get into. We're just having some fun. Thank you.
Yeah,
Kathleen, thank you for that. She called to tell me Augie Doggy because it's the riveting news that you tune in for. There it is right there. What was the name? It was Augie Doggy. I remember that. So we go to the vineyard, and I'm thinking Tuscany, all right, I'm just going to go because I want to be with all the family. We have one bus, we got another bus, the Frank Morano, Debbie Duhame bus, the Piscopo bus. We went back and forth, and we're all together, and we go to this vineyard, and there was like an outside tent, and it was in the Tuscany region right outside of Florence in Italy, and there were grapes were hanging, and there was lattice, you know, with the grapevines all around. And the table was set meticulously. Matter of fact, I'll send it to Cara. Cara will tweet it out. You have to see how beautiful this was in the Torciano, this winery. Send this guy Pierluigi, because see this Paolo, our guide through Perillo Tours, they meet all these folks. And Paolo told Perillo, you got to go to Pierluigi. Now, Pierluigi's famous, and people tell me he came to my house in Jersey. He goes, how you doing? How you doing? He's from Tuscany. So he explained to us how you taste wine. And I know, and I don't really drink. And people say you're going to drink. I tell you, I sipped the best white wine I had. And we could tell you what they are. I mean, Frank, you'll remember. But I didn't want to drink the whole thing, you know. So Frank says he strategically placed himself next to me at this tasting. And again, we had the cheeses and the salami and the homemade lasagna. But we had a class, and Pierluigi, hysterical. He's funny. He's entertaining. How you taste it? How do you twirl it? So you taste one wine, and then you taste another wine. Now they bring another wine, but you have to drink the wine. So what I did, I had a little taste. And it was spectacular, by the way. And then Frankie's glass was empty by the time I had my sip. His glass, so I did pour all of my wine. You knew that was going to happen, didn't you?
Well, yeah, that's why I sat there. I was listening to you call into McCullough, and how you said you weren't going to drink the wine. So I said, let me try and sit next to Joe. Because
listening on the other bus.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, put it on for everybody, and everybody on the Marco bus, which was a lot of fun. But they gave you so much that, honestly, I couldn't drink all the wine that they gave.
Wow.
You know, because they gave 8 full glasses. Then they were willing to refill you, so they were not stingy at all with the wine.
No.
And then you had a little, and then there was an empty chair sitting next to me. And so I was drinking a little of that wine. So I was delirious by the end of that. It made an interesting bus ride back, that's for sure. Did you ever see the show Drunk History?
It's a great show, actually.
And it's very funny. And basically, they have celebrities drunkenly retell historical events about what happened. I did my version of Drunk History on the way back. These poor people learn more about the assassination of James Garfield
on the speakerphone with the microphone in the bus.
Exactly,
I'm sorry, I missed that.
No. I'm glad you missed.
You know, Frank, I gotta tell
you, I'm sorry to those that heard it.
all the years now we've been working together, and I got to tell you, it was great to be out. Sat next to my buddy Frankie Five Boroughs with his mom to my left. I was at the table, and I got to tell you, it was great because we don't go out drinking. We're always working. We're getting up 3 o'clock in the morning. We sat there, we sipped it, and Debbie came over. We had some great pictures. I'll send those pictures out so we can get them out there. Debbie,
picture,
funny was Pierluigi? Was he was that guy was hysterical.
Oh, that guy. Oh, he owned that whole. I owned all those acres and acres. That was unbelievable, too. What a fun afternoon that was.
And it was great. And you tasted the wine a little bit, huh?
Yes, I did. I didn't have the entire glass each time.
Yeah,
they gave us the test. Yeah, but I think we had to test 8 wines.
Yeah. I have to tell you, I had no idea that it was going to be that much fun. I had no idea.
That was extraordinary.
I said, what
about the food? Was good too. What about that Rubiletto soup? Did you try that?
Oh my gosh, the soup. I hate the soup.
Yeah.
People said I didn't eat. Not only that, every bite of Pierre. Luigi's his wife, and then Lilo, the son, came out.
Yeah, that was Lilo's his nephew.
His nephew,
right.
And so Lilo's whoever made the lasagna, his grandmother made the lasagna.
Yeah, his grandmother, Pierre's mother, right?
And correct. It
was? Yeah. That was so delicious, that lasagna.
I ate every bite of that lasagna. I'm telling you, and for me, I ate the whole thing, and it was just great. And
delicious.
But Debbie, so the ride home, Frankie kind of did a dissertation.
Yeah, he was great. It felt like I was listening Sunday morning. He was going on. It was so entertaining. You didn't realize it. No, Frank, you were very entertaining.
People are sleeping on the bus.
Yeah. Poor people after 8 glasses of wine just want a restful ride home.
Frank's kind of telling stories. It was great. It felt like Sunday morning.
I'm so sorry I missed that, man.
It was great.
Oh, my
Lord. We enjoyed it.
Whoa, 6:54, Debbie Duhame. She was doing traffic with the Chariots at the Coliseum. Now she's got you covered in New York. Traffic on the roads for you on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. Let's take it out to 84 westbound, approaching the Taconic. It's an overturned tractor trailer there. 95 north, still busy, exit 28 into Bridgeport. Another accident involving a tractor trailer. Let's go down to the Hutch south into East 3rd Street, getting into Mount Vernon. That's an accident off on the shoulder. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head to 80 east, exit 37 with an accident. Volume as well on 80 east, exit 53, getting into Wayne. Another accident by exit 58, heading out toward Patterson. 22 westbound getting out toward Greenbrook, getting reports of a disabled vehicle. Traffic still slowing down eastbound Gowanus, getting up through the Prospect, and it looks like you still have an accident involving a truck here right at the Belt Merge. Stop and go traffic as well on the westbound Belt by Kennedy Airport with an accident there. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Only days left before we join you at 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street. That's Bobby Vanz for the next Dining Out Dialogues. Myself, Don Trump Jr., Kim Guilfoyle, AJ Katzenmatidis, and many more. 212-867-5490 for reservations.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Areas of dense fog for a while this morning. Otherwise, it'll be overcast, damp, and mild today with a little drizzle at times and a high of 66. Cloudy, damp, and mild tonight. Look for some drizzle early and some rain late, low 62. Cloudy, becoming breezy tomorrow. Warmer and more humid. Rain at times, high 71. That rain will be heavy at times for a while tomorrow night. Then Friday will turn out mostly sunny, blustery, and much cooler, high 59. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, it is 6:56. I want to tell you about Balance of Nature. I kept it with me the whole time in Italy. The whole time. I have it with me now. I still have my road bag here. And I religiously stayed on my Balance of Nature regimen. The Balance of Nature capsules have 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. The food in Italy, there's not a bad meal in Italy. And you always have a vegetable or something. I still took the Balance of Nature because the schedule was so hectic. It was so crazy. Not just in Italy, me going, me coming back. And now I have shows. I have a show in Rockville Center Saturday night. Hopefully I'll see you there. And I just stay on the Balance of Nature regimen the way Frankie does and Al does. does, and Debbie does. And when Debbie said, I said, where's Debbie? She's taking her balance of nature. I swear to goodness gracious, I heard that while I was on the trip. And I kept it with me. I would take three fruits in the morning, right? And I put three in my back left pocket, just so no matter where we were in Italy, I could take more, my second dose. And then I do two more of the vegetables. You have to try it. You have to try it. And this is what the Howards have done for you, so you can experience this balance of nature difference for yourself the way we have on the morning show. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer may end at any time, so please don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge, okay? You know the number, 800-2468-751, 800-2468-751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code, The Answer. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's so great to be back. We have so much to tell you about. Look, it's going to be a fun morning, but there is news. Congressman Peter King will join us. He represents Long Island. We're going to talk about the fact that they throw around the word impeachment incenses me, because that's a harsh word. I didn't like it when they did it to Bill Clinton, and I don't like when they're doing it to Donald J. Trump. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis as well, and David Limbaugh, Piscopo, in the morning.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
59 degrees, it's 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York American Water announcing a plan to raise rates for its Long Island customers. The company claims the increase is part of a four-year plan aimed at covering operating costs of delivering water to customers. External affairs manager Lee Muller says the average customer will see a monthly surcharge of around $2 to $4. The increase is set to go into effect next month. Officials getting ready for this weekend's TCS New York City Marathon. Painting of the blue finish line takes place in Central Park this morning. Other events include the Marathon Expo at the Javits Center and a Marathon Eve dinner at Tavern on the Green. Some 50,000 runners will be participating in the 26.2-mile race Sunday. The race kicks off for professional women and men shortly after 9 a.m. that day, with the majority of runners to follow.